So I have a very important topic, but I want to start with a little bit of a long about introduction. So don't get bored with the introduction. A number of years ago means a nice number of years ago. So I went with Rabbi Grumblatt, I think with Rabbi Summers, and when the yeshiva was in Israel, and we went to visit Rav Dov Katz. Rav Dov Katz was the author of the Tznuas HaMusar. And one of the things that we spoke to him about, mostly, was we were trying to get clear the difference between the different schools of Musar. There's Salbaka, there's Navardic, there's Mir, there's Kaum. They all sound the same. And supposedly there were these big major machlokes between them all. So we were trying, and even though it is in his sefer, but in his sefer, he doesn't so much contrast them. He just talks about each one separately. So we, so if you're not contrasting it, why this one didn't hold to that one? Maybe it's in there, but I don't know. So we did not get that. So we spoke to him, and it was very nice. It was very clear. So one of the things he said was that there was a major machlekes between Salbaka and other schools of Musar, where you put the emphasis on working. Meaning, there's two basic things. There's person's heart, his brain, his mind, and his inner feelings, whatever, that's like the real you, and the person's behavior. Now, what you believe in your heart, and what you feel, affects your behavior. But we also believe that your behavior affects your heart. So the question was a very fascinating shaila. What should one work on? Should you work on directly on your heart, learning Musar, intellectual, spaininess, or should you work on your behavior? Right? Which do you go from you work on the heart and that will hopefully change your behavior, or you work on changing your behavior and that will change your heart? In other words, I want to go ahead and develop a midah of caring about people. So do I work intellectually about why it's the right thing to do to help people, why it's wrong to be selfish, why selfish people are disgusting, why it's a tremendous mitzvah to do chesed, why oidem chesed yibane, and all the chazals about how important chesed is. Or if I care, when I go ahead as I start making projects, chesed projects, I make a gamach, I go out of my way to help people, I make a tissue gamach and a pen gamach, and I become the emeimeda, the chitzonius baris apnimius. So he said this was a major machlekes between the two schools of Musar. So Baka put the emphasis on the intellect. They held that better to start from the inside out, and the other schools of Musar held you do with the Meisim, which is from the outside in. Okay. I don't know where I heard this. It could very likely I heard this from the Rashiva, but I do not recall that we say this all the time, that might have been a true machlekes then, but today when we are weak people and we can really do neither successfully, so what we try and do is both. Right, we gave this mashal many, many times. I said it many times that if you want to chop down a tree, so if you're a strong person, you take the saw and you just go shh and you cut right through the tree. But if you're a weak person like me, so you start trying to cut down the tree and your saw goes in about a half an inch, because that's basically the beginning of the wood is very soft. And then once you start hitting the inside of the wood of the tree, it's hard, you're not strong enough to cut through. So what do? If you're a weak person like me, is you take out the saw and you start from the other side, and then you start from a different side, and eventually you do from all four sides, and then maybe you can just crack it or whatever. But so that is Ashkafa that I'm pretty sure I heard from the Shiva, but I do not recall that even though there was this machlekes between the Salbaka and other schools of Musar, whether we use the intellect or we use the realm of Chinuchim, it's called. Chinucham Musar, Shiva used to call it. But Bizman Azeh, we have to do both. Okay, that's just interesting intellectual tidbit. Now, a second interesting intellectual tidbit is Rav Dov Katz told us that Sabaka not had a reason why they liked their way better. It's because they didn't think that the system of Chinuch HaMusar works so well. So I explain it. He didn't say, but I explained it. It's a famous joke. I'm sure everyone heard this joke. But if you didn't, you'll hear it. I'm not a good joke teller, but okay. The famous joke is this. It was a person, this lady went to her shul, church, whatever it is, depends on where the joke is being told. And she comes, she wasn't there, she missed the week, and she comes a week later, and she's walking into the parking lot, we'll say it's a shul, and another woman comes over to her and says, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." And someone like gives her a big smile and a hug and whatever. Okay? She's a little bit surprised because she never knew that this lady really liked her. She, you know, they didn't have much to do with each other. You know, okay, very nice. She's so nice to her. She didn't know that she was such a good friend of hers. Okay, she walks into the shul, and the rabbi gives his sermon. He says, "I hope everyone worked on the project that we mentioned last week about saying hello with a big smile to someone you can't stand." Okay, now that was a joke. But in the Seichel of the Dover, in the rabbi is also a fool, because Chinuch HaMusar, he say, "I want to work on Chinuch HaMusar." I don't say a fool, but so I'm going to say, I think like this: "Oh, I can't stand that lady. Oh, so what I'm going to do? I'm not going to say hello to her with a smile because I can't stand her." So it's all fake. If anything, you know you're faking, and you know you're doing it because you can't stand her. So Baka Dainen, that when you do a, as what a dove cat said, that when you do a outside an action in the Chitzonius, which doesn't have any Pnimius, so it's just a fake, it's not genuine, and it has very minimal effect on the person's Midas. So here we have that, that's the problem. Okay, so the question is, how does one use a system of Chinuch HaMusar property? So I'm answering your question. So you say you have an answer. In a way that you don't have this problem. In other words, we hold that you're supposed to use Chinuch HaMusar. Chinuch HaMusar is a very, very powerful tool, apparently. But how do you do it in a way that you're just, that it has meaning, that it can reinforce? If it's just totally superficial, it has no meaning. So I heard from a very big Adam Gadol, regretfully I don't remember so clearly, but I heard the following thing, and this is very esoteric. He said as follows, we'll pick a certain example. He said one of the big problems in life, in the world, is you take a guy who's 20 years old, and he is very, very sincere. He's going to turn over the world. And in the Geisha world, it's that way too. He's a, you know, what are you going to do in your world? Oh, I'm going to save the wheels. I don't know, whatever it is. He's, you know, he has all these dreams. You meet the same guy 20 years later. He's living in Flatbush and Borough Park. He has 5 kids. He ain't doing nothing, right? Okay, he's keeping Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But all his dreams, aspirations, you know, they're gone. So what happened? So this Gadol said as follows, that part of it is old age, even though 40 is not such an, 40 is still pretty young in my opinion, but part of it is old age. You know, when you get, young people have a system of dreaming. That's something about being young. People that have young a dream are big dreamers, and people that get older, they don't dream as much. They don't have, they're much more grounded, whatever. But part of it is the very fact that either it's a positive negative or a lack of a positive. I don't remember. But he says that when the fact that you didn't act on your dreams when you were young causes that you lose them. In other words, I had this drive when I was young, but to go ahead and save the world. I had a drive to go ahead and to bring, I felt so bad that there are so many so non-from people. I felt so bad there are so many aniyim. I felt so bad I want to run a chesed organization. I want to do this. So many things. But the maisa, I didn't do anything based on all those drives. So when you don't do anything based on a feeling, then it just disintegrates. And it made it, when you become 40, you have nothing left. Either because of the age it goes away, and because you never acted as an age or whatever. So this Gadol quoted, I forgot who he quoted, I really forgot, but he said, a certain Gadol said, from the door, from the previous Dairis, in Eitz HaTaiva, that, that's what I was saying today in the Musar group, that whenever you have a hargosha to do something, even, you know, you have, you should always do something. Not, in other words, give an example. I go ahead, I meet someone. He's 35 years old. I say, oh, that's terrible. He's 35 years old, he's not married. I wish I could find him a shidduch. Then you stop to think about it. You know, I'm not a shatun. How am I going to find him a shidduch? So, okay. I wish I could find him a shidduch. Now, it's a real sincere feeling. I would love to find him a shidduch, but, okay. I meet a guy, he's an ani, he has problems, he tells me his problems. Oh yeah, have you ever, I got sorrows. And I sit there and I listen, I wish I could help this guy. Does he have problems? Listen, what am I'm a lawyer, I'm a banker, I can't help him. Okay, so that's it. So I walk away, I have this sincere hargosh, I wish I could help him, but what can I do? I see a kid that's going off the derech. I say, oh, I wish, I feel terrible. I see a nice, he was such a nice kid, I knew him from last year, 2 years ago, and now he's getting messed up, he's getting ruined, he's going downhill. I wish I could do something to help him, but I'm not a psychologist, I don't, you know, I'm not a kirev worker. I see a guy in yeshiva depressed, right? So all these cases, and rightfully so, there's really not much you can do. So this Gadol said, you're mechuyev to do something. Not because what's something? The guy needs $1 million. I'll give him a dollar. That's going to make a difference. He says, it won't make a difference, but it's a difference for you, not for him. Right? The classical story, what they always say, all the Baal Musar, there's little different variations of pshat exactly, but everyone says that when Moshe was in the Teva and Bas Paro saw him in the Yor, so she stretched out her hand and her hand got longer. And it was, and this happened, and she was able to reach the baby. So everyone asked the Kasha, time asked the Kasha, but why did she stretch out her hand? She didn't know that a nace was going to happen. So this shot, you know, there's different variations there, but the same base idea says, she stretched out your hand because it wasn't to save Moshe. It's hopeless. You'll never succeed in saving Moshe. I'll be derech hateva. You don't think you're going to save Moshe. But you don't, you have a feeling, you want to save someone. If you just sit there and say, well, what can I do? Then you become a hardened person. If you try to save him, so then fakir, you reinforce a real hargosha, I try and save people. You weren't successful. You don't always succeed in life. But you reinforce not a fake hargosha like in our, the lady that's saying hello to someone that she can't stand. That's the whole part. It's a real hargosha. I have a real hargosha. I see Moshe drowning. I want to save him. I have such a real hargosha. So if I don't act on it, because I say, well, listen, I'm not a lifeguard. What can I do? So then the hargosha just disappears because it wasn't act on. A hargosha that's not act on dies. But if I do something, it puts some effort. I wasn't successful, but I tried. So then, I reinforce my hargosha. I was mostly the hargosha min akayo el apayo. And in a case like that, when you're mostly a real hargosha min akayo el apayo, then it becomes a very, very powerful force. Because it wasn't a fake hargosha. It wasn't just, I was making believe I'm saying hello to someone I can't stand. I really love this person, and I want to help this person. This person has a problem. This person is depressed. This person, and I really want to help you. So I'm going to make some effort. I'm going to say good morning to you to try and cheer you up. Is that going to really cheer you up? Probably not, but that's the best I can do. So I'm going to go out of my way to say good morning to you. I'm going to go out of my way to give you a dollar. I'm going to go. So that was his way. He said, I wish I remember who said it, but I'm sorry, I don't remember, that a person should have a rule that the biggest excuse everyone says is, I can't. You know, I wish I could, but I can't. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Inez Rahmana Patre. Inez Rahmana Patre is the most common refrain that everyone says. And it's very often true. But as Gardo said, that even though it's true, it doesn't mean you can't do something. Even if you're mamish and Inez Rahmana Patre, there's no way I can really help you, but I can do something. Rashiva, I remember, said the same, or it said that if there's a fire burning, a gigantic fire, and you have a cup of water, you should throw the cup of water on the fire. Throwing a cup of water on the fire is not going to do anything. But that's as much as you can do. That's all you got, is a cup of water. But just to stand there and say, what can I do? There's a fire, the house is burning down. Then makes you, in a certain sense, it makes you cowards. But I tried. I did my best. I took my cup of water, my one cup of water, and I threw it on the fire. It's a whole change. It's somewhere in the Kedusha. I don't remember where. I don't remember what parsha it's in. But I remember Shiva saying that you have to do that mashal he gave. That you have to throw the cup of water. But this Gadol said it a little bit stronger. But Shiva said that too. Because this Gadol said, as a universal rule, never, ever, ever say, I can't. You can say, I can't do it fully, but if you have a desire to do a mitzvah or do something right, never, he said, it's a universal rule that you never say you can't. You say, you try a little bit. I can't go to the wedding. I can't be Mesameh Chas and Mekau. I can't go. I wish I could go to the wedding. I can't go. Okay, so call the guy on the phone and wish him Mazel Tov. Do send him a when you spend that response card, make a special effort to make a special bracha. You know, do something. Okay. Now comes the I think that itself is a chiddush, but there's another chiddush which is in the same vein. Okay, that's in Shkum Va'aseh, right? I want to help someone. I want to do our Batzis Taira. So he says, you have to, in the present, do something now. I'm trying to be clear. The part that we're saying is, since it's a real Hargasha, you don't have the Salbaka Taina, right? That's what we're saying. But Dovkat said the Salbaka Taina is, because it's fake, it's not genuine. You're just saying hello to this lady because you hate her. You're not saying hello to her because you like her. But here it is genuine. I really do care about you. So it's acting on a real hargosha, so that's perfect. Now what about negative? So they say the exact same thing by a negative. Right, which means as follows. It's a tremendous fiddish. Right, we'll give an example. I don't know, I'm Michael me, but I like these same examples all the time, so I can't help it. You have a guy who's smoking, okay? I always pick on smokers, because, whatever. So a guy who's smoking. Now, let's say the guy tried to stop, and he decided he can't stop. Whether that's true or not true is irrelevant. So let's say it's even true. He tried to stop, and he discovered he's mamish addicted, and he can't stop. Okay, so what should he do? So this Gadol said as follows. He says you stop for 5 minutes. Meaning, let's say I remember in Eretz Yisrael there was on Motzoi Shabbos it was a smoker's minyan. Is it still there? Where's Kalman? He says it's still there at 134 or something. I don't know in the building. 132. This is a smoker minion. Smoker minion is, it's a special minion. It's not in shul where they dive in early so they can make sure that they finish on the zman on the second so that they can all run and get their cigarettes, right? Because, you know, if you're addicted to smoking, you gotta get your cigarettes as soon as Shabbos is over. So if you want to break this habit of smoking, but you can't, at least don't dive in at the smoker's minion. So instead of taking your cigarette at 5 o'clock, you take it at 5:20. Or diving at the smoker's minion, but don't rush to get the cigarette, wait 5 minutes and smoke. Now, the kasha is, what's the difference? It's not like he's going to smoke any less cigarettes. If you take the fact that you smoke the cigarette 5 minutes later doesn't mean that at the end of the day you're going to smoke less cigarettes. Right? You'll smoke the same number of cigarettes. So what did you gain? Did I gain anything by delaying 5 minutes or 20 minutes by smoking that cigarette? I'm smoking the exact same number of cigarettes no matter what. So this Gadol said yes, because what you gained is you were meitzei min hakoyach el hapoyo, the hargosha that I want to stop smoking. So you're reinforcing the feeling. You're not able to stop now, okay? You can't stop. Maybe later you'll be able to stop. But at least you strengthen the feeling. We want to keep that feeling alive. If you just say, I can't stop, I give up, then at some point you lose. It's human nature. You can't go ahead and say, and give up and smoke, and continue feeling, I want to stop. You can't. Because once you're doing it, so human nature is, you see, nasaloka heter. That's human nature. But here, you're reinforcing. Every time you wait that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you're making it clear, I want to stop. And I'm acting on the hargosha. I can't stop. Or I think I can't stop. But at least I'm strengthening the hargosha. I'm keeping that hargosha alive. Memeda, at some point in the future, I'll be able to act on it. Same thing would be true, you know, if you would extend it to Averis. You know, the guy is theoretically, would not happen, in, obviously, anywhere here, but if a guy is doing a certain Avera, and whatever the Avera is, and he feels he wants to stop, but he feels he's addicted, and he can't stop, right? We'll take a guy is going to, goes, at, he leaves, say, there at 11 o'clock, and he goes and he does whatever he does, right?
Any bottles.
No, okay, I don't know. That's a little bit, you can argue that batala is, I don't want to say batala is a real avera, depending on the case. But okay, he does something, mamish, real, a real grubba isser, right? He goes, takes out his, whatever his thing, and he watches his, an x-rated movie on his, what are those things called? Whatever.
Smartphone.
On his smartphone. Okay.
Branch guys.
Okay. So, he goes ahead and he does it. So every day, he does that after Seder at 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, he watches a 2-hour movie on his smartphone. Okay. So we tell him, wait till 11:05. It's going to make a difference. You know, so I'm going to watch the whole 2-hour movie. And the 2-hour movie, so I go from 11:05 to 1:05 or 11 to 1. What's the difference? The difference is that you controlled yourself for 5 minutes. You didn't just run out of Seder and do your Avera. You demonstrated self-control. You demonstrated that you don't want to do it. You showed, I really don't want to do this. Haraya, if I'm anxious to do it, if I care, then I do it as fast as I can. It's reason makdim in a mitzvah. Something you want to do, you do quickly. But here, if I cared, I delayed it. I delayed it 5 minutes. Why did I delay it 5 minutes? Because adirav, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm doing it because I have mixed feelings. I'm a crazy human being that has made up of conflicting emotions. So part of me wants to do it and part of me doesn't want to do it. And I can't control myself, or so I think, you know, and therefore I do it. But at least I know that my real neshama, my seichel, doesn't want to do it. So I, in control of myself, I make that statement. For 5 minutes, I don't do it. I make a statement that I don't want to do it. And that is, that's Yotzei min hakoyach el hapoyo. The famous Ramban, which the whole world quotes. The Ramban says in Bereishis that it says Elokim nisa es Avraham. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to test Avraham? Hashem knows the future. Hashem knows not just the future. He knows the present. No, the future is not the kasha. I don't think that was the kasha. The kasha was he knows the present. So the question, a test is to know what the person has internally. So that's the present. Right? A teacher gives a test because he doesn't know if the student knows the material. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you know the material, he doesn't have to give you a test. So Hashem knows how much Avraham has Yiras Shamayim. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give Avraham a test to see how much Yiras Shamayim he has? Hashem should have just looked into his heart and seen. And not the future, that was a mistake. I said it wrong. He just looked in the present, into his heart, bokeh nevavos, and see how much Yiras Shamayim he has. So the Ramban says, this voice, that Hashem didn't test Avraham to see how much Yiras Shamayim he had. Hashem knew how much Yiras Shamayim he had. Hashem did it for Avraham's sake, because by Avraham Avinu being Yotzi, his Yiras Shamayim min HaKayach HaHapayu, he got much more Yiras Shamayim. Avraham Avinu's Yiras Shamayim doubled, tripled, whatever it is, when he acted on it to do the Akedah. So he had enough Yiras Shamayim to do the Akedah, and Hashem knew that for sure. But if he wouldn't have done the Akedah, he would have, surely wouldn't have grown, and maybe would have just disappeared, because something you don't act on disintegrates. So Hashem did a chesed for Avraham and gave him the opportunity to act on it, because when you act on it, it grows. So that's the basic part, that there's a system that we hold of very much called Chinuch HaMusar. And I'm not trying to knock the system of Chinuch HaMusar, even when it's Tamazoy. If I want to work on Chesed, I go over to the person I can't stand, and I say, oh, that's a beautiful shirt you have. But and that is some form of Chinuch HaMusar. Yes, I do. That's Chinuch HaMusar. You can do it to the guy you like too, but even though it's all fake, I don't really like your shirt, and I don't really like, but I want to do a chesed. I wake up, I have my chart. I should do 3 chesedim today, and it's already 11 o'clock at night, and I'm ready to go to sleep, and I say, oy vey, I made a kabbalah to do 3 chesedim, I want to go to sleep, and I didn't do any chesedim today. So I quickly look at my roommate, and I say, oh, nice shirt. Okay, one down. Okay, let me see. Where else? And that is, it is something. It's definitely something. But it is quite superficial, and it doesn't work that great. It's not dangerous. It just doesn't work that great. So it's better than nothing, but it doesn't work so great. That's what I think. But but this system that we're saying is 100 times better. That you're working on when it's real. I have a real argasha. I really want to help you. I really feel bad that you're depressed. I want to help you. I wish I could help you. I'm not a psychologist. I can't help you, but I'm doing something. You know, at least I'll say good morning to you. You know, that's something. And I really want to be makar of you. I can't, but I'll do something. Or with the averis. I really want to stop the Avera, but I do something.
When it comes to Averas, Rebbe would say, if a guy has a total taiva to do this, I have a total taiva to do this Avera. I mean, I don't even have a mixed emotion. I hear when you have mixed emotions, fine, so there's you're strengthening the side of the mix that says, I don't want to do this. And then I do it anyways, but I strengthen that side. But let's say I have no side.
Then you don't belong in this yeshiva.
Obviously, if you wouldn't be doing this
unless you had a side, you don't want to do the Aveira.
When it comes to smoking, a guy is addicted.
No one would do my Eitza if he doesn't want to quit. If he's happy with the fact that he's smoking, why would he do what I'm saying? A person who really would prefer if he wasn't smoking. He wishes he never became addicted. He wishes, the same thing with pornography. I wish I never got addicted to pornography. That was the dumbest thing I ever did in my life when I watched that first pornography. But now, I think I'm addicted. I just want to say, to be honest, I once went to Rav Scheinberg and I asked him a question for someone in the yeshiva who said he was addicted about something. Rav Scheinberg screamed at me. I was going to hide under the table. That there's no such thing as addiction. A person has bechira chapshes and you can always beat your yetzer hara and So I believe that, I think Rav Scheinberg is right, that if there's real motivation, you can overcome addiction too. maybe you have to figure out a system. But we're just saying, Lu Yitzur, or in your mind, you feel you're addicted, or you don't have enough willpower, not that you can't, but you're not ready to, but you would like to. You would like to overcome, to stop this avera that you're doing, but you don't have the willpower, or there's something in it to do it. So this is the eighth of this. Gadol said that you delay 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. You do something to act on the hargasha that you don't want to do it. So that reinforces hargasha. Okay.